Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Producer Paulie, because we have a BBM chat group to talk about the show even when we're not here, and he said something along the lines of the number of people that don't pass their driver's tests, and so he wants to give us the quiz to see if we could still do it.
Yeah.
So the Campbell and Farwell confessional is, I got my motorcycle license late in life. I was in my 30s. So I'd been driving a car on roads in this province for 20 years, passed my test when I was a teenager. Well, in order to get your motorcycle license, you also have to write the road test. So I studied my motorcycle manual, you know, where to ride in the lane and all these different things about operating a motorcycle. What I did not realize, well, somebody had told me, I kind of ignored it. You also have to do the general driving test as well. So it's two parts.
Like a refresher.
The motorcycle part plus the driver's test that the kids take today.
Okay, you're stalling. What happened?
So it's, well,
what happened?
I failed it.
You failed it.
But it's got all these questions about graduated licensing and what roads you can drive on and how many.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have to do that.
Exactly.
Right.
So
we didn't have to do that.
I hand in my test and I failed.
Did you know that you failed when you handed it in?
Because they tell you.
Oh, right away.
Right? Because it's multiple choice, but they're like, yeah, you didn't pass. I'm like, well, now what? Like, are you going to take my driver's license away?
Yeah.
Anyway, they let you retake it on the spot. Some of the questions were the same.
Mm-hmm.
I got them right.
Okay, so now that's what we're going to do. We're going to retake our driver's quiz.
So I'm going
to
fail.
Right now, play along in the car if you're driving. And if you do fail, you need to pull over to the side of the road immediately.
Hand in your license.
And get somebody to come pick your faily ass up.
Yes.
Because okay, Paulie, did you pick like a few of them? How are we going to do it?
I got five or six of them.
Okay.
Here. All right.
If they're about graduated licensing, I'm not answering.
Do I buzz in?
None of the above.
I got my bell.
Oh, okay.
Indicate
excellent.
If you're right. Like, okay. I guess, so how should we do this? I guess
just ask the questions.
All right. Of course, all of these should be obeyed, but which of these should be obeyed over the other three? A red traffic signal, a stop sign, a police officer, or a blinking red traffic signal. Which one is the most important to obey?
I picked the cop for shizzle.
So do I. All right.
You guys are both right.
Yes.
Okay,
keep
good.
Up the good work, Waterloo Region's finest.
Yes.
All of the following practices are dangerous while operating a motor vehicle, but which one of these is actually illegal?
Texting.
Wearing headphones or a headset that covers both ears, having the interior light on, eating, or listening to the radio loudly.
Which one is illegal?
One of those
I'm going to pick the headphones.
Illegal.
I agree.
Is it
the headphones?
Yeah, because you
right.
can't hear trains and the police.
Although I see people all the time like that, but I guess it's just their phones, right?
Where were
it's
these questions? Hard to tell. On my motorcycle
These
test.
These are easy. Where's the one about not passing a school bus? Because I got that one, too.
Yeah, that one is on here.
Is
Want
it?
Me to do that one?
No, I know
All
that
right.
one.
Okay.
Give us one that we might not get.
He didn't think we'd get these ones.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
He doesn't have a lot of faith in us.
Okay.
Whatever you do, do not make me parallel park. Because I'm not going
to
get that one.
When is it acceptable to cross a double yellow solid line?
Listen, those lines are just suggestions, okay? And when you're on a motorcycle and you can make that pass in less than 2 seconds, it's fine. Oh, sorry. Is that my inside voice?
No.
Okay.
I disagree with that answer that Farwell just gave, especially when I'm on the back of the damn motorcycle.
It's just a suggestion. Yeah. They're merely guidelines.
Okay.
Okay.
Like,
when is it?
Like, do you mean guidelines like when you come to the stop sign that doesn't have the white trim and it's stoptional?
Stoptional.
Yes. Stoptional. Yeah.
So when is it acceptable to cross up over a double line? That's your question.
A double yellow line.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
When
okay.
there is a moose in your lane.
No, that's not one of the options.
That's not it.
That only
okay.
happens in Timmins.
Okay.
To pass a slow moving vehicle in your lane, to pass a group of motorcycles, Farwell, I'm looking at you.
Uh-huh.
To turn left into a driveway, or it is never acceptable to cross the double yellow line.
I picked to turn left into a driveway.
Well, that sounds a little
You
bit,
have to.
Well, yeah, or I would have to say that's right, unless they mean you're going to make that left-hand turn by crossing over the line and driving in the left lane for a few moments before you make that turn.
I
would think it's
got to
be make
driveway.
A turn.
Driveway. Correct.
Driveway
yeah.
is the only
okay.
one. Yeah, you can't pass motorcycles or school buses, but you can pass a moose.
And motorcycles can pass the cars, because really, in under 2 seconds, who's counting?
How far before an intersection should you turn on your signal to indicate a right turn?
If you are in any of the maritime provinces, 22 kilometers. Or Cambridge. Maybe they do that in Cambridge, too.
Begin signaling when you reach the turn. 50 feet before the turn, 100 feet before the turn, or only if there's a car behind you?
Oof.
I like the last one.
I got this one wrong, by the way.
I'll go with 50. It's one of the two.
I'm going to go with 100.
Campbell is right.
That's right.
Farwell is wrong.
That's Sorry. Right. That's why my insurance is lower than yours.
Stop it with the insurance.
Mm-hmm,
Stop
right.
it with the insurance.
Yep. That is why my insurance is cheap, cheap, cheap.
Uh-huh.
And yours keeps going up, up, up. Can only go up from here. Up, up. Sorry.
I failed again. I just failed again. Well, but three out of four ain't bad.
You got some Shania karaoke. How do you feel good about that?
Loved it.
As bad as it can be.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.